Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. It's time. Yes, it is. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. Brilliance is in the basics. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times when humanity surges with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear. Is your life not everything that you want it to be? Do you ask yourself, what am I here for? And isn't there more to life than this? How did I end up here? And what do I have to do to make the change? What are my solutions to create my ideal life? Well, welcome. Your ideal life is waiting because it's time. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your very soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. And it's time to create your ideal life. If you're a freedom-loving soul, let's dig deep and let's talk about entrepreneurship and timeless truths. This is Thursday and triumphant, transcendent, thoughtful, thankful Thursday. Well, I'm thankful that you're joining me here. This is Carol Parisi. And I'll tell you, wow, things are just nuts. If anybody's paying attention to all the geopolitical stuff going on, we definitely are in times of transition, and the selection process is quite overwhelming, you know, and it's really the things that we could do so much better on if we chose to. I mean, could you imagine if we just deployed the law of attraction and created a wonderful place to be? I mean, yeah, it'd be great to have no place without borders, but let's be real. There's people out there that are deceitful and hurtful. So, you know, I'm going to get right into James Allen because he's queued up here. This is the thought for the morning. It says, sympathy can never be given waste. One aspect of sympathy is that of pity for the distressed or pain-stricken with a desire to alleviate or help them in suffering. The world needs more divine sympathy, this divine quality. But pity is a different thing. Sympathy is to be empathic. Pity is disempowering, okay? So he says pity makes the world soft and weak, and noble for the strong. Another form of sympathy is that rejoicing with others who are more successful. And their successes are our own. See, rising tides lift all ships. If you're one of those people that thinks because someone's successful, they're taking success away from you, well, you're wrong. You're transgressing the laws. So here's a meditation for today. Life is more than motion. It is music. More than rest, it is peace. More than work, it is duty. More than labor, it is love. And yes, you hear my little 3-pound dog yipping away. Let the impure turn to purity. They shall be pure. Let the weak resort to strength, and they shall be strong. Let the ignorant fly to knowledge, and they shall be wise. All things are man's, and he chooses that which he will have. Today he chooses in ignorance, tomorrow he shall choose in wisdom. He shall work out his own salvation, in quotes, whether he believe it or not, for he cannot escape himself nor transfer to another eternal responsibility of his own soul. Set your soul free, baby. By no theological subterfuge shall he trick the law of his being, which shall shatter all his selfish makeshifts and all his excuses for right thinking and right doing. Nor shall God do for him what he is destined in his soul, and he shall accomplish for himself. Life is more than enjoyment. It is blessedness. Interesting. Sweet are companionships, pleasures, and material comforts, but they change and fade away. Sweeter still are purity, wisdom, and the knowledge of truth, and these shall never change nor fade away. He who attained to possession of spiritual things can never be deprived of his source of happiness. He will never have to part company with it, and wherever he goes, the whole universe, he will carry his possessions with him. His spiritual end will be the fullness of joy. And yes, this dog is quite annoying, isn't she? She's adorable, but my goodness, what a pain in the rear end. So I'm going to give her a treat. So that'll help the dog be quiet so we can continue. This is why I need a studio. Yes, baby, there you go. Okay, so I gave the dog a treat. So, interesting. It's called personal responsibility. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So, let's unpack some interesting things with our 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People in 100 Days. Okay, here is day number 22. Remember who you are and where you are. A big organization, by definition, must ask its people to put their own individuality aside and work as a group. There is little room for some of the aspects of your life, and most are central to you, be they religious beliefs or cultural traditions. The ability to put these things aside at the workplace is an asset to your organization because your beliefs and traditions no doubt would conflict with those of others until nothing can be accomplished other than arguing over decorations and the relative superiority of ethnic foods. Nevertheless, putting these things aside in the workplace does not mean putting them aside in your life. To feel we have succeeded in life, we cannot conclude we have given up things that really matter to us. Otherwise, what have we really accomplished? Those who express satisfaction with their accomplishments know they could never toss aside their beliefs, customs, and values that they hold dear. They just do this on their own time. Those who express the most satisfaction with life and career tend to use the hybrid view of themselves. They see themselves as capable, team-oriented people on the job and as culturally and spiritually distinct people at home. Those who sacrifice their individual beliefs and backgrounds ultimately express one-third less satisfaction with their jobs, ultimate, and almost two-thirds less satisfaction with their lives. So don't sacrifice your individual beliefs. Be real. Okay? That's the big thing. Now, I got to say, not to be political, but I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to what's going on, but you know something? I'm very disturbed by the First Amendment rights of people back in Chicago of this year in July by Democratic operatives. Okay, these people were part and parcel. If they were Republicans, we'd be having the same discussion. Because any time one impedes another's First Amendment rights, they are hurting all of us. They are hurting the collective of all of us. So I think that we should be holding people accountable for their behavior. And Hillary Clinton was part and parcel to this. It's part of the Chicago way of politics. And I know this is, but this is information that's really, it's disenfranchising because it's impeding on our freedoms and liberty to be who we are. Who knows? If we just keep, you know, shutting people down because we don't like what they think, well, who's to say they're not going to shut everybody down because they just don't like us to think, period. So, you know, start living. Start paying attention to what's going on. And, you know, believe that we can be the change we seek in the world. It's very important for us to believe these things. So let's see here. It says, discover the level of power where you can do anything. Sorry, I've got a call coming in. What a goofy day, huh? So, okay. Let's regroup. We talked a little bit about going higher spiritually yesterday and how we need to surrender. And I really, really love that concept. It says here, the more you surrender to the higher, the more you can rule the lower. Drinking. Be an open vessel, and God can move you in any direction. Be an open channel, and you could receive inspiration from God easily and effortlessly. When you are empty, God can fill you. It's the emptiness of man that allows the infinite to work in him. So you could never truly work into this emptiness without first being brought to the level of fullness. So we discussed this yesterday, and I really like the whole surrender principle. I think it's a really good one, you know. Surrender your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Be at peace. And I really listened to something really great by Genevieve Behrens, a little thing on meditating, and I really embraced some of these concepts. And she was saying, sit in a, and I'm not reading this, I'm doing this from memory. Sit in a very quiet place, sit on the floor, lay down, and imagine like a light surrounding you. And it's going through your head and out your feet, and just this light just beaming right to you, you know, and it's just radiating through your solar plexus. And then it says, you know, just be very peaceful. And then that's where the surrendering comes in. And then start visualizing the ideal life that you want to have, and visualize this what you look like, and you know, if you want a house, what it looks like, and walking through the door and touching the furniture and looking in the mirrors and seeing what you look like and how happy you are and healthy you are. And it's just a beautiful thing, really. So do that every day. And if you could, the more times, you could do like 15, 20 minutes of this real deep, light-driven meditation and visualization, you're really going to have an ideal life. You'll be able to be a master creator. And empty the negative out. Remember, you could fill up with good, positive things if you empty the negative out. So what I like to do is just I actually physically take anything that's bugging me, and I take it and I act like I'm dumping my mind into my hand, and then I lift it up to God, into the universe. I'm like, here, God, out of my pay grade, more than I can handle, you deal with it, because I just don't want to. Because sometimes it's tough to deal with the crap, you know. And then the other thing, like we were talking about the other day, to really empower yourself, to really get to a, you know, higher level of genius, if you will, is to go ahead and be grateful. And you just take the gratitude principles of, you know, love and peace and joy and gratefulness. This is Thankful Thoughtful Thursday, right? And just tap right into those things. And it's just, it really, really works when you do stuff like that. When you just go ahead and, you know, give the negative up, take some good deep breaths, and you tap into this super genius, because super genius is your transcendental genius. And, you know, you've got to believe that it's there. You know, we talked about this yesterday. You've got to ask, you've got to receive, you've got to believe to receive. That's it. You ask, you believe, you receive, and then be grateful. You got to just tap into that believing. But then you've got to go ahead and you've got to master beliefs, your beliefs. Because believing contains no doubt. And then you've got to control your beliefs, too. Because you can't carry two beliefs. True believing contains no doubt. It does not waver. It's an absolute faith. And it remains strong and steadfast despite what's happening on the outside world. And like we said yesterday, if you master believing, you could master your life. So is there any area that you're doubting yourself in. And it, what is that? And then you've got to empty that. You've got to give that away. And, you know, you become what you focus on. You know, if you focus on happiness and your gratitude, you're going to be a much happier person. If you focus on negative things like politics, which we're not focused on, but you've got to be aware of it because you certainly want to make sure your freedom is in its place. But, you know, you've got to focus on liberty and freedom and be as free as you want. Set your soul free. If you're focused on illness, you know, you're always worried, oh, my God, eventually illness is going to be attracted to you. But when you focus on health and vitality, you're just going to be healthy. I mean, I know myself. I stop myself. My back's hurting me. I'm like, no, I'm just going to stretch it out. My back will be fine. And I start stretching my back, and I feel it releasing. And, you know, focus on health. Okay, the principles of the law of attraction are powerful. And you can have the healing power within you. And it can be, you know, the law of attraction will give you total harmony to create your ideal life. You know, there are healing powers within you. And heal your mind, heal your soul, heal your body. Focus on your full self and heal your holistic being, your holistic person. So those are some, beliefs that burrow that neuroscience, that create those neural connections, those neural pathways, that eventually these things just become habit and habit and habit and habit. And that's what you really want to do. You want to create your own ideal life on purpose. Okay? That's kind of, you know, you want to be hopeful and loving and joyful and just happy and positive. And that's the belief. You start tapping into those beliefs every day, no matter what your extraneous circumstances are. Because that is how that's where the law of attraction is. That is where the magic is, okay? So, you know, your thoughts, everything we do becomes who we are. You know, there's a aphorism, and it's a biblical thing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, not only does that embrace your whole being, we just said, I mean, it's going to embrace your health and your way you deal with other people. And it is one of the characters of the complete sum of all of your thoughts. You are a character of all your thoughts. So thought in the mind, this is a little thing from Robert Allen. Thought in the mind had made, thought in the mind had made us. What we are by thought was wrought and built. If a man's mind has evil thoughts, pain becomes on him, and as comes the wheel of the ox behind. If one is to endure in the purity of thought, joy follows him as his own shadow sure. So, you know, keep your thoughts deliberate, because things come. It's like there's a karmic energy with your thoughts, and your own creative ideal is your thoughts, and helps you, you know, with your character. So we're gonna unpack some of James Allen tomorrow. We'll go deep into this. I'm just not in the mood to read. But it talks thoughts and character, effective thought on circumstances, thought and purpose, thought and the factor in achievement. So thoughts are really things, like Napoleon Hill once said. So, you know, believe in yourself at your deepest, most profound core of being. Know who you are, you know, I mean, know who you are. Know that you are created for greatness. Know that you are created for abundance and purpose and life and light and truth. These are the things that are intrinsically, you know, adorned onto you if you embrace them. And you can do it. I mean, you can do it. I know I'm like getting a little redundant in this, but these are such foundational laws. And remember, laws cannot be broken. okay? Real, true laws cannot be broken. They can only be transgressed. And when we transgress the laws, that is when we're not living the ideal and the very best that we can be. So, you know, there really, really is so much to do. And, you know, you can be this person that just allows things to happen to you, or you could be still and meditate and surrendered and allowing. But during that allowing process, you tap into your highest, most intrinsic being. And it doesn't mean you got to be a bull in a china shop either, because, you know, James Allen says that there's a chapter in one of his books called The Heavenly Life. It's called The Might of Meekness. And it says, the mountain bends not to the fiercest storms, but shields the fledgling and the lamb. And though all men tread upon it, yet it protects them and bears them up in its deathless bosom. Even so it is with the meek man, who, though shaken and disturbed by none, yet compassionately bends to shield the lowliest creature, and though he may be despised, lifts all men up and lovingly protects them. So I guess there's some principles in being that loving, kind, servant kind of person. We don't see too much of that anymore, though, truly. There's a lot of selfishness out there. And, you know, be the light. Be the change you wish to see in the world. It's a beautiful thing when you could go ahead and be this change and not look at things, like if you things don't go your way, you look at yourself as a failure. You know, create these compelling visions. And you could absolutely do that with this Genevieve Barron, these wonderful mind hacks, if you will, this visualization process. So, you know, surrender, be grateful. Look at every situation as an opportunity to do better, to learn, you know, and really start looking at things and thinking in a high order, and look at things through a paradigm, and you will find, you know, business things or solutions or anything that you would never have imagined, but it's all inside of you when you do imagine. That is the thing. When you really imagine and you just close your eyes and your strength on your intent truly is repetition, okay? Your strength of your intent to create that really big strength and intent is a repetition of over and over over and over and over again, and the self-discipline to do that. And when you get these self-disciplines of surrender and meditation and focus and, you know, gratitude and looking at everything as a seed of opportunity, you're going to achieve your personal excellence, and your ability to grow and fulfill your potential is unlimited growing. Because if you're not growing, you're being stagnant. So listen to things like Awaken to Empowerment Radio and go to different YouTube sites that have some of these great works in there, like Anthony Robbins and James Allen and Napoleon Hill and Brian Tracy. And, you know, there's so many. So discover your own genius. And when you start unpacking some of these things, you'll be able to confront your fears and override them, because fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. And it'll give you the persistence and the leadership skills. And eventually this is going to give you perpetual happiness. It will enhance your health and your physical fitness and your relationships. And you will transform your life. It will be transformational and transcendent to the ideal, to wonderful, good, healthy, and happy things, okay? So you can push yourself to greatness. Push yourself. Challenge yourself. always look at things with a new level. You can't create new things and doing things on the same level, okay? You have to have a new level of thinking in order to do new and great things. So these are just some wonderful, meaningful, transitional, transcendent, thoughtful, and thankful things for this Thursday. And, I hate to just repeat this, but your beliefs, and what you believe, that I just cannot emphasize enough. And I don't know if you took the time to write down some of the things that you believe and some of your beliefs. If you believe everybody's out to get you, that's what you're going to get. If you believe you are fat and you could never do something, you are right. If you believe that really, you can never get ahead because your mama never got ahead and you don't have a college degree, no, transcend those negative beliefs. Just tell yourself, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I can do all things. I've said this a million times. My mantra is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That Christ-likeness, that hope of glory, that love, that compassion, that is what drives me. And sometimes I was talking to one of my radio show partners, Steve, today, and I said, you know what it is? I said, I really do believe rising tides lift all ships. I do believe if we all did our fair share of being excellent, we would live in a better place. But see, a lot of people think that people need to give their quote-unquote fair share. People should give what their heart tells them to give. And the more people are compelled to give by unjust governments and unjust taxation, the less they have a heart to give. So, you know what? Be the change you want to see. Be excellent. Be helpful. Be giving. Be kind. Be awake and aware. Pay attention to what's going on around you. But don't spend so much time on television that you get tunnel vision and you lose your vision. So these are just some of the things that we've been discussing. I don't know what our next book is going to be. I got so many here, and I'm not sure what I really want to unpack. I don't know if I want to go back to Napoleon Hill or kind of stick with James Allen. Don't know. Maybe get into a Brian Tracy or maybe even like a Deepak Chopra. Saw a little coolness there. I mean, your physical wellness is really connected to your mental mind, as we've discussed. So, but start unpacking your gifts. Start writing down what you're really good at and what you're really passionate about. And you'll eventually be able to create exactly what you want. And, relax. Take that time to lay down. Let that light fill you. And, empty yourself of all the negative, and then let the good light of God, the Creator, fill you, and ask for some ideas and how you could take some of these things that you're passionate about to create some, something that could, make the world better or help you to get an income. There's nothing that you can't do, that you can't manifest, that you really believe in your heart of hearts, because doors will open and you will find everywhere. So we just keep saying the same thing, and all the timeless truths, these teachers all say the same thing. But, be the change. So be your own change. Be your own change agent. Go out and do something good for someone today. And come from a place of love and compassion and peace. So, love ya. Thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi with your Awaken to Empowerment, Creating Your Ideal Life show during tumultuous transitional times. We are your soul solutions. And thanks for joining me today. Hope we served you well here. Hope I've served you. Click down some wonderful light switches. May you be blessed and favored and happy, and we'll catch you back here next time. Sorry if we had dogs barking and phones ringing, and I am a little tired today, but I'm just so joyful to do this, to share these timeless truths and this knowledge with you. And we'll catch you back here next time. We're going to be signing off with Boston here. So this is Carol Ann Parisi saying,